Good morning. Spain has declared a national state of emergency and imposed a nighttime curfew in an effort to help control a new spike of COVID-19 infections. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez said the curfew between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. would come into force at once and be able to be adjusted by an hour each way by regional authorities. The Valencian government introduced its own curfew measures on Saturday between midnight and 6. Under the emergency measures, local authorities can also ban travel between regions. Mr. Sanchez said he would ask Parliament to approve an extension of the new rules from 15 days to 6 months. Spain was hard hit during the first wave of the pandemic earlier this year and imposed a much more restrictive lockdown. The situation we are going through is extreme, Mr. Sanchez said in a televised address yesterday, adding it is the most serious in the last half century. Movements between districts will be determined by regional leaders and is likely to be dependent on work and medical needs. There is also a limit on public and private gatherings of different households to a maximum of 6 people. The new emergency measures, which more than half of Spain's 17 regions had been calling for, apply to all regions except the Canary Islands. The same level of emergency was introduced during the first wave of the pandemic back in April. Spain has passed 1 million cases since the start of the pandemic, and nearly 35,000 people have died. A wealthy British man strangled and murdered his wife in a frenzied knife attack at their Costa del Sol villa, so Spanish prosecutors say. Retired company boss Jeffrey Elton kicked his 15-year-old son out of the house and got rid of their phones and mobiles to slow the arrival of any help. The brutal slaying of the mum of two, Gloria Torne, was laid bare as Elton, who divided his time between Estepona and a home in Florida, was charged with her murder. Spanish prosecutors want the 56-year-old jailed for 14 years if he's found guilty and ordered to pay her children compensation. In an indictment submitted to a judge ahead of the trial, they state Jeffrey Miles Elton was in the home that he shared with his wife and their 15-year-old son in Estepona, and with the obvious intention of ending her life. Elton, who ran a successful satellite installation firm before he retired, has been held on remand in prison since Spanish-born Gloria's murder on the 9th of March last year. Reports at the time said Gloria, from a village near Ronda, had been planning to leave her husband. And leading Venezuelan opposition figure Leopoldo López has left the Spanish embassy in Caracas after seeking refuge there in April 2019 and secretly fled the country, his family says. His father said Mr. López had gone to Colombia and was now heading for Spain. Mr. López took shelter in the embassy after appearing with opposition leader Juan Guaido and calling for a rebellion to oust President Nicolas Maduro. He was arrested in 2014, accused of inciting violent political protests. Mr. López, who has repeatedly denied the charges, received a 14-year jail sentence in a military prison. But in 2017, Mr. López, a Harvard-educated former mayor, was moved to house arrest. On Saturday, his father said his son was making his way to Madrid to be reunited with his wife and 3 children. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.